Hi everyone, welcome to Bliss, where you'll find tools, inspiration, and the support you need to guide you through this evolution of mass consciousness we're all a part of on the planet right now. You've been drawn to this site and this Blisscast. Chances are pretty good you're beginning to hear the whispers of your heart. Your heart may be trying to let you know you aren't living this life in resonance with your best self or your fullest potential. No one likes to be told they're doing it wrong, and this is no exception. We'll try to ignore those inklings of the heart. We'll fight it. We may even try to numb it. But the heart wants what the heart wants. There is no ignoring when this part of your being says, "Hey, pay attention to me." This is what it can feel like when your heart is letting you know that it's time for change. You may feel like you're not enough, not good enough, not thin enough, rich enough. You fill in the blank here. You may feel like you aren't living your true purpose or potential, and fear is holding you back from living this life full out. You may feel like a victim, that where you are in this life is the result of circumstances beyond your control. Your life may feel like nothing more than a series of endless to-do lists, with a sense that meaning is nowhere to be found. You may be afraid to really open your heart and love fearlessly. You feel like you don't really belong on this planet, like you just don't fit in. You suffer from some difficult-to-diagnose and treat physical symptoms, such as weariness, weight issues, chronic pain, the inability to sleep well, or gastrointestinal systems. You may be quick to judge others. You may feel disconnected from who you are at your core. You may feel underappreciated, chronically worried, or anxious. You may use alcohol, food, drugs, sex, gambling, television, shopping, or busyness as a way to avoid your feelings. You have lost your joie de vivre, or your joy of living. You forgot how to dream. If you are feeling any or all of these, you've come to the right place. First of all, I want to congratulate you for your courage and your willingness to find something better for your life. What you are feeling now will become a universal human yearning in the years to come. Take heart. You're a leader in this evolution. We humans aren't used to listening to the heart because we have been conditioned to let our mind be the primary navigator in our life. Switching seats so the heart takes the navigator position and the mind drives the human vehicle needs a few things in place so that can become a reality. You will require a process to follow or a map. You'll need some tools to use. You'll need a sense of connection or of me too. Because believe me, you are not alone in this, and we can't do this alone. That beautiful piece of music, which is part of this Blisscast, has one lyric. Along the universe, we are all one mind. And connection is so important because we are all one. And finally, you need lots of support. Providing these four elements for you is what I have to do in order to obey the whispers, more like the screams, of my heart. I know how you're feeling right now. I heard the call of my heart a couple of decades ago, and I did my very best to ignore it. I ended up experiencing every one of those byproducts we talked about a few moments ago. The good news? I figured out what to do to listen to the message. I designed a life where I could live my heart's desires, and then I began to share what I had learned, so others could also live life bliss-filled and heart-connected. And the same is possible for you. For starters, make sure you have your very own Bliss Toolkit. It's available for free and accessible from my website, paulaboylan.com. This toolkit helps you make sense of what's happening during this time of mass consciousness evolution we're all a part of. I've also included usable tools to help you connect a little better with your heart as you go about your day-to-day life. Please share what you have learned with others who may also be hearing the call of the heart and feeling the pain. Join us again next week, where I'll share some tips on what to do when your desires and the reality of life are not one and the same. Thanks so much for stopping by, and I look forward to serving you all. Bless you.